so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local,
taking
dependable.
A little nap there, Meg.
It's Monday. The song says what it is. Okay, don't give me a hard time, Malcolm. It caught me by surprise. I was so involved in the whole Johnny Appleyard thing and was listening. And next thing you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm working here. I got to turn this thing on.
Okay, got you.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it's Pensacola's expert panel with not such an expert Meg, but we've got the expert Malcolm Ballinger here with Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620. Our listeners are very kind. They've been very forgiving so far. So y'all hang in there with me. I'll get better at this.
Well, I want you to know that as I go around at social events, people mention from time to time that they love the show.
They do?
Yeah. I'm surprised. Oh, we have some great
too.
Listeners.
That's so
and
nice.
And they say they love Meg.
Aw, they just made my day. You sure they love me after what I just did where I dead silence for 15 seconds or whatever it was?
Well, I think that's probably what makes you endearing is that you are human. You've
very much so.
Make mistakes.
Very human.
Fortunately, I'm here to make sure that I highlight those mistakes.
Thank God, Malcolm, you're here. I tell you what, it's a really frightening prospect, but thank God you're here. So how are you?
I'm great. I've had a busy week.
Yeah?
Partying.
This week has been crazy with all the Christmas parties and the parade. It really, and I think I feel more pressure because Thanksgiving was late.
Yes.
So you feel like there's more stuff being crammed into this past week than usual, or is that just me? Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I guess Christmas is next week. I mean,
I know.
It just comes so quickly.
9 days. Because today's the 16th, so.
Now, Wednesday night.
Yes.
I went to the Admiral's party. Yeah. Very hoity-toity.
Well, la-di-da. How did you get invited to the Admiral's? Is this at NAS?
I think they thought I was somebody else. I don't know.
was this at NAS?
Yes.
Nice.
And I had a chance to chat with the Admiral and his wife, Diana.
Very nice.
Who, by the way, is a listener to our show.
Well, hi, Diana.
I was very flattered.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
But as I said, I meet people all the time that say, listen to your show. And I say, well, don't you have anything better to do?
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's all right. I won't take it personally.
Of course, Saturday night was a whole lot of fun at the Christmas parade.
I know. It looked
so
like
many
amazing.
People there.
Yeah, it was
weather
packed.
Was beautiful.
Couldn't have had a better weather for it.
No. No.
I mean, it was just gorgeous. How many people you think came out for that this year?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not good at guessing.
But, 20, I mean,
20,000?
Something, tens of thousands it had to be.
Yeah, it had to be. Because I don't think there was a spot that was not crowded as we went around.
Yeah.
And particularly as we got onto Palafox south of Garden.
Mm-hmm.
People were just jammed in like sardines. I mean, there was nowhere to move.
Right, right. Yeah. So did you walk the parade or were you just in the parade?
Yes, I walk with the news radio, 92.3.
Yay.
Talk radio. I was going to say van, but it's the one with the shutters and things on the side.
There's, a I'm float? Sure so like a float? The
it's
kind of
like
van
it's,
kind
it,
of thing?
It's Well, it's really... A van.
Van, yeah. So like they call that the remote van.
Well, I'm one of the wheel minders that walk and just make sure that nobody jumps the rail and gets hurt in any way.
Right, right.
But also double as the giveaway people for the bags.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
92.3 Cat Country.
Which you need because there's so much stuff being thrown from all the floats.
Yeah, I think it was probably the most popular thing.
The bags?
Yeah.
Well, you got to have one.
Yeah. You got to have one to carry all the beads.
That's right.
And coins and lollipops and all kinds of things that they throw.
I love it. So much fun. So much fun. So what else? You had the big parade and you went to the Admiral's party.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what was that like? Was it formal?
It's Christmas.
I mean, were they wearing
their
dress whites? And
No, they weren't wearing whites, but they have their... I won't say it, regular uniform. That's not the right expression.
Right.
The dark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very smartly dressed.
I know there's
a
word for that.
Very, very formal.
Okay, that sounds like
not fun. The dress whites.
Gotcha. Guess. Okay.
And it was, of course, the room was full of current and retired brass from the Navy.
Yeah.
Several admirals.
Was Shashati there now that he's out?
I didn't see him there, no.
Okay.
I saw Don Quinn, Admiral Quinn.
Very nice.
Having a good old time.
Very nice.
Admirals know how to party.
Well, you know who knows how to party? This crew right here. I went to the Christmas party for Cat Country and News Radio on Friday night. That was fun.
I heard you were doing the karaoke.
You heard that?
Karaoke.
Who's talking about me?
There is nothing that happens in this town that I don't know about. Now, come on, Meg.
I mean, but I wasn't singing.
Word travels fast.
I was doing backup dancing for one of the singers. For Howard.
I attended that. It's probably been 2 or 3, maybe 4 years ago, and did the same thing.
I cannot sing, but
they made me.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, you have no choice. They just drag you and make you sing, which is, it's embarrassing when you can't sing. But you know what? It's all fun. It's all Christmas fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. They had great food, and it was just really great. And the funny thing about radio, which is could be true to a lot of companies where you might have your area or you have the times that you come in. Some people nowadays, so many people work remotely, so they're not in the office all the time like in the old days where everybody came into the office. So when you do have your holiday gathering, it's kind of neat because I didn't know a lot of people. I haven't met everybody yet that works here. So that was kind of fun to actually get to know the people that aren't here in the morning, the ones that are here in the afternoon and the evening, and the people at ESPN radio and a lot of the Cat Country folks that I don't know. So that was kind of fun because we're sort of in our own little world over here with the news radio station.
And radio people tend to be outgoing.
Fun. Santa came in with a bag full of... I don't know if I should say this on the air or not, but the little cocktail, you know, the airport bottle cocktail.
He
was handing those out. So, you know, that was fun too. I went to that and I went to a cookie swap, which was just ridiculous. I've never been to a cookie swap before, and you had to bring cookies, and then everybody else brought cookies. So 40 people brought 6 dozen cookies each. I think they had 2,800 cookies. Which was crazy. Then you get to go and you get to pick, once everybody puts them all on the big tables, and then you get to pick cookies and take them home with you, like everybody else's cookies. That was the neatest thing. Have you ever done that?
No.
He's looking at me so blankly right now.
You know, just call me a funny daddy, but...
Never. Never. That is not a nickname I would ever give you, Malcolm.
But I wouldn't want 6 dozen cookies.
Well, I didn't take that many home.
Oh, okay.
That way.
Okay. You don't have to.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to take that
many
home.
Maybe give them to charity or feed the homeless.
The holiday gatherings and stuff that you go to. You can
talking about
them.
Feeding the homeless.
Yes, sir.
Thursday morning, I did my 2-weekly stint at Loaves and Fishes. And we had a big crowd.
Yeah.
I excelled myself with the sausage gravy, if I say so myself.
Because you're so modest and humble.
So modest. About my gravy. I'm very proud of my gravy.
Yeah.
Because I work very hard. I get there like 20 after 5, and pretty darn hard on it.
Wow. So what do they serve up? The biscuits and gravy and
biscuits,
eggs?
Gravy, eggs, sausage, and grits.
Very nice.
And it's a very filling breakfast. And it's very enjoyable, particularly when you, because sometimes I help with the actual, but we put them in to-go boxes.
Right. I've actually worked that years ago.
So sometimes I help with putting, giving out the tea and the coffee and that at the table. And I must say, I'm really impressed by how polite people are. They say thank you.
Well,
genuinely appreciate
it. Yeah, they're very grateful.
So that kind of makes you, you know, I'm a little grumpy at 5 in the morning. So it kind of makes you, cheers you up.
Yeah. On that note, we'll be back and to cheer you
up
this
morning.
Well, we'll come back. We've got a commercial break here at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break.
tough
guy. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and I have the Malcolm Ballinger in the house today. So we were talking right before the break about your volunteering at Loaves and Fishes, and it is this time of year to do things like that, but you do it all year round.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we voted on Thursday morning whether we should do the day after Christmas.
Oh, Thursday. Right. That's a Thursday this year.
Yeah. And I was a definite no.
Oh, because you get there, what, you said 5 in the
morning? Well, I get there like 15, 20 after 5.
Yeah, that's early.
But the majority voted to do it. So aww. I said, I'll take one for the team.
Good for you.
I'll be there.
Good for you.
I might be extra grumpy, but I'll be there.
Yeah, but you can't stay grumpy long.
No, you really can't, because you've got that great feeling that you're in some way helping.
Of course.
I guess, particularly when we get families, they have four family little apartments there, and often the families come through. Like this past Thursday, they were on the way to school, so they took a breakfast to go.
Oh, that's nice.
So it kind of makes you feel good when the kids, you see kids that, can kind of tug at your heartstrings a little. You worry about them.
Yeah, and it's hard this time of year because sometimes I'll get in my, where I think I'm, oh, woe is me, and then we'll do something like that. Or this past weekend, we helped with Communities Caring Christmas out on the fairgrounds. And I got to tell you, I have so much gratitude. I have my own little place. I have a little job. I don't have a lot, but I've got just enough. I have so many good friends and people that I love that love me and family. I mean, there's, when I go down the gratitudes list, I can't stay grumpy for long.
No.
And it's hard right now. The holidays, you get caught up with shopping. And if you're going through a tough time or you're in between jobs, and it's really hard when you don't have the money to splurge and spend a lot. And you're worried about when is the next meal going to come from. And to have those kind of resources are pretty amazing. And the fact that you do it year round, because it's not just the holiday season that people need help.
Yes. If I can get on my soapbox just for a moment.
Please.
I see people all the time stop at the on the street corner and give money to supposedly homeless. And I'm sure many of them are. I want to jump out the car and say, don't do that. Please send a check to Loaves and Fishes, Waterfront Mission.
Manna Food
Pantry. Manna Food Pantry. There's many charities that will take that money and use it wisely to buy food. I don't know that in every case when you give money on the street corner that it goes to buy things that you would rather that they didn't buy. Alcohol, I guess, in particular. I don't know that happens all the time, but it does happen, I think, a lot. And again, when you write a check to Loaves and Fishes, etc., the money goes to help people really in need and is used wisely. So please do that.
I think that that's a great advice, because there's so many, and there's also so many other organizations as well, not just for the homeless, but we have a huge crisis of children that are in the foster care system right now. Thousands of children in Escambia and Santa Rosa County are in waiting to be either in a foster home or in a shelter. And so you can write a check to Children's Home Society, and they provide clothing and backpacks and things for the kids. And there's just so many. This community is an amazing community of charity and donations and people looking out for each other. There's just so many organizations.
Our Rotary is involved in Communities Caring Christmas.
Yes.
Through Brent and Cat Country and Sue Strawn. And I read the letters I don't know what to say other than it's heartbreaking.
Right.
Kids, it's just hard to imagine kids that are going to get nothing at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's when all of their friends are around.
Right.
It's just heartbreaking.
Well, it's sad to me that we can be such a wealthy country. We have so much wealth, and to have anyone in this in our world that's neglected in any way, I think we have to do a better job. So I try to do what I can in my little world, but we've got to do a better job of taking care of each other.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
And I was sharing with Terry earlier about a gentleman that was on one of the news shows that is, I guess, a multimillionaire, and every year he takes $100,000. And he takes $100 bills, converts it into $100 bills, and then goes out into the community anonymously and just finds people that look like they need help and helps them. So this year, he went up to North Carolina, where all the people had been ravaged by the hurricane. And people were in their front yards cleaning up, doing things. And he'd just walk up and say, would $500 bills help you right now?
Wow.
And people just, that their faces, they just would start to cry. And he doesn't want anybody to know. And then the news report, you couldn't see his face. They didn't want anybody to know who he was. Mm-hmm. And apparently does this every year.
Yeah, sometimes we forget how devastating those weather events
are. Yeah.
When they wipe out a home and memories and everything that they've worked for.
That's it. All right, we'll be right back. We got a break coming up here. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
You're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3 with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. We almost forgot. We've got to give away Ice Flower tickets.
We have four tickets for Boxing Day,
which is the day after Christmas.
Well, if you're Canadian or British, or Australian, I guess, for that matter, you'll know what Boxing Day is.
I had to ask. I confess.
Yes, December the 26th, the day after Christmas
So that's
Day.
Next Thursday.
That is...
Because Christmas is Wednesday, is that right?
It's a week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday. Okay.
A week from Thursday.
So Boxing Day.
Four tickets. My tickets, great tickets. We were trying to think of a good question. This is a little test of memory.
Okay.
Join the show. We've talked about at least three different organizations that feed the homeless. All you have to do is just name one of them.
Okay.
Give your full name and email address.
All right. All right. Full name, email address, and name.
And text the first person to text.
Text one of the three charities that we just mentioned on the show, 850-437-1620.
And I will email the tickets to
okay.
you.
All right. There we go. 850-437-1620. So that's for four Ice Flyer tickets. Again, just text in one of the three charities in our community that gives to
that
the
we mentioned. There
we
are many more. But
that we mention.
All I ask is, well, that you do that and that you have a good time. You stamp your feet, scream, shout, and cheer on the Ice Flyers.
All right, we have a winner.
Oh, already?
Yes, he was quick. Paul Pollock, you just won the four tickets.
Paul, well done,
and
Paul.
He said loaves and fishes.
Good.
So there you go, Paul.
Good
congratulations.
Answer.
Yes.
Answer.
I'm sorry. All these texts are flying in now. Sorry, guys. Paul beat you
oh,
to
dear.
It. So we have a winner.
There'll be some more soon.
Yes. So it's a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, by the way, it's against the Macon Mayhem.
What's so that?
That'll be a good game because they create mayhem.
Oh, that's the name of the team.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an event.
Well, it is an event.
I thought you were going to say it's coming up on Saturday, the Macon Mayhem. okay, so that's a team. See, I don't know much about hockey.
They sound like the real aggressive team. We'll create mayhem.
Yeah, I like that name. That's pretty rugged.
Yes.
Rugged. I don't know a lot about hockey, so you're going to have to take me one of these times to a hockey game.
You know what? We must do that.
I haven't been to a hockey game in 10 years, probably.
Oh, you'll have lots of fun.
Okay. Promise?
Oh, I promise you've got to eat, one of those hot dogs or something or that.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're out of time already, Malcolm.
Oh.
I just flew by with you this morning. Been chatting with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. Be sure to pick up Pensacola Magazine today or Downtown Crowd has all the events and holiday happenings. We'll see you soon. Have a very Merry Christmas. I hope you're having a good day.
He's already took off my headphones and checked out. I thought, listen. I hope I put the grits on.